Memorial Day edition of Rosie on the House. Thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate it. And I hope you appreciate the information we're bringing you, keeping you from making any mistakes about remodeling or maintenance, repair of your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's what we do every single Saturday morning. We come here with the sole focus and perspective of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. No matter what you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we're here every Saturday morning. Our website lives on the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's where most websites do live, is on the internet.
The internet machine, baby. The internet machine. That's where our internet machine lives.
Technology, according to Rosie.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of good things on that website. And if you missed this morning's 7 o'clock hour, if you're not one of our 7 o'clock listeners, we had a great visit with Dr. Dean from Grand Canyon College on the meaning and the where it came from, the Memorial Day.
And a lot of stuff about Luke Air Force, I had no idea.
I think it would be a great thing to do, to sit down with your family and listen to that over the course of Memorial Day weekend, is a way to just kind of honor and think about and remind our kids.
Who was Luke? What did he do? Where can you go see his airplane that you probably didn't realize you already seen?
Yeah, seriously. So that blog is available at rosieonthehouse.com, as well as all of our blogs, as well as instructional videos that we are now posting to the homepage of Rosie on the House. If you're contemplating, we were talking about, you know, kitchen remodeling in the last hour and what items should be inside your contract. If you didn't get all the points, well, just go to rosieonthehouse.com. The entire article is posted right there.
And we call those blogs. That's kind of a mysterious word to some people. But blogs on Rosie on the House generally means our articles. So if you find the little blogs tab underneath the headliner there, and you hear us talking about an article, and you say, oh, I didn't get the paper today, or I missed that last week and I threw it away, just go on there, onto the blog, look for the date, and it's got the entire article right there.
Right there. Or...
And we also post it on Facebook on Thursdays. So there you go. You can't miss it.
Or you can go to rosieonthehouse.com and subscribe to our email newsletter, which will come to you every Thursday. And we'll also include our weekly article there as well.
We are available for you.
And this week's article is about how real or unreal HGTV is, Home and Garden TV, the shows that you watch that you're hooked on, the different personalities and celebrities that are fixing up homes in every corner and every neighborhood of America.
And making it look so easy and doing it all while makeup and hair are all in place.
Real versus reality.
That's not how I look when I remodel. Sorry, but, I hide out.
But before we get to the topic at hand, we do have someone who's called in. We are a call-in show. We are here to answer any question you've got about home remodeling, home maintenance, or home repair. So let's bring Joe, calling from Mesa, into the conversation, get Joe taken care of, and then we'll bring it back to topic or bring it back to your call. It's a toll-free call. If you can hear us, you can call for free, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Joe. You got a beautiful Mesa morning out there, don't you?
Yes, sir. Gosh. Hi, Rosie. Thanks for the show. I'm a fan.
Ah, thank you, Joe. We appreciate it. We try hard to bring you stuff that you can use.
Definitely. Well, so I live here, East Mesa. I live actually right near Leisure World. And so it's a older block home is what we have.
Yes.
And really like the block homes, fan. The face of our house is a different block. It's kind of a fancier block, and it has not been painted.
Okay.
And I want to paint the house, and I'm curious to know the ramifications. If I do paint that block, it's a different color. It's kind of an orange block.
Okay.
If I do paint that, is that, you know, irreversible? If someone does want that orange block eventually, could they power wash that or clean that off somehow?
Well, they wouldn't be able to take it off with a power washer. It would be a fairly extensive and expensive proposition. Do these orange block kind of look like adobe brick? They kind of look like a slumped block rather than a perfectly straight, sharp, crisp brick?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay. Well, those are called slump block.
Slump blocks, okay.
And they came in various colors. The orange is probably my least favorite color. But I'll tell you, before I paint anything masonry, I stop and ask myself, the minute I put paint on this, I've turned a maintenance-free product, a perfectly maintenance-free product, into a maintenance item.
And maintenance is time and money. So how often do you have to be repainting that to keep it looking good? Paint isn't the best to go on top of block. You've got to get a block. I think it's just called block fill. It's a real thick, very white product. You've got to put a heavy, heavy coat of it on first so that the paint has something to adhere to. Yeah. So you're doubling or if not more than doubling your product costs now and your coatings. So if you don't like that design, I would look at some kind of other brick veneer to put on the exterior. Super Light Old Castle makes a couple different product lines. You could do an accent halfway up or certain areas. You don't have to do it all to make it look good, something to tie in.
That's where I was going, Romy, exactly. I'll tell you, Joe, something we do on a lot of those older slump block homes when people are ready for a change of look is we actually take a color plaster and we actually just put a light slurry coat over the top of it. Makes it look a little bit more authentic, makes it look a little bit more adobe-ish. And then you could do the faux stone wainscot, the mortar wash above it. You'd have a brand new look to the house, and it would still be virtually maintenance-free. So maybe you might want to think about that. But you can paint it. But again, you'll have to paint it with block fill, a couple of coats of good exterior, 100% acrylic exterior paint. We like the PPG brand of paints. But no, don't think that you're going to be able to take that off easy at some point when the other homeowner wants to go back to masonry.
And from Leisure World, jump on Higley, get on 60, come back into West Mesa, turn north on Country Club, and Marvell will be on the right-hand side, and you'll be able to see a wide variety of different masonry veneer materials that you can use to accent and change that look.
And a lot of times we'll just buy bags of colored stucco in kind of a mud or a Sedona red that can look real good over that orange slump block that you have, and pre-mix up a batch, and then you use a mortar wash brush, and you just dip the mortar wash brush in your pre-mixed wheelbarrow of mud, and you just brush it on. And it gives you kind of a two-tone aged look that I think is a very handsome look. So, Joe, there you go. Anything and everything you ever wanted to know about painting slump block and the other options as well. Let's talk a minute about HGTV and some of the expectations it can help. And, Gail, I do see your call in, Chandler. Be patient with me here just a minute. I want to cover a tip or two here of the topic of the hour. Mike Reisch, our broadcast engineer, you're a handy guy. You constantly have some little hobby going at your place.
Trying.
Do you watch HGTV?
Not a whole lot, I'll be honest.
Okay. I want you to be honest. Now, I want you to be honest, Mike.
Yeah. Can you?
Don't lie just for the show.
Yeah. Good.
This
good
is a hard hypothetical question. If, for whatever reason, the sports network broke down and you couldn't watch baseball, would you watch HGTV?
Yeah. We won't ask you about the hours you spend watching baseball and basketball.
That's fair enough. I turn the shows on, and I end up liking it for a while, but the one thing that I cannot handle and it makes me turn the channel every time is if somebody walks into a home and they're being shown something, and the absolute overreaction, like, why did you even bring me into this home? You know, and it's just this entitled, annoying, whiny guy or girl that walks into a home and they don't understand anything about it. And you're just going, well,
there's no whining in remodeling, right?
Yeah, right. You forget I ran a crew for 3 years. I've heard plenty.
I'd be curious if we could hear from Bree, a new homeowner. And I know she's doing a lot of planning and landscaping and gardening and stuff. I bet she watches some HGTV. Yeah. We'll have to catch her at the break and see. I'm not a fan of them. I did watch the show that started it all back on public television, This Old House with Bob Villa. I used to watch that all the time.
I love that
show. With Norm. And The only thing that kind of wore me out on it is they would never come do a Southwest home.
It was all the same type of Victorian style.
Then in 1985, they contacted us. At the time, I was working at Kirk Development, and we were sponsoring, or not we, George was sponsoring this old house on Channel 8, PBS, and they contacted us about helping them remodel a home on down at the Encanto District. So we did a little consulting, but they really just want you to kind of get out of the way. You know, they really do, which kind of goes into the storyline behind all these other fix-up shows that are kind of the cause of some false expectations. So I got to meet Bob Villa. We helped him remodel that home on Encanto. I think it was
Villa.
I think it was 19th Avenue is where it was, down there across the street from Phoenix College.
I didn't know they ever did one in Phoenix.
Yeah, they did.
Can you go tour it?
No, it's a private
residence.
Home. Yeah, it's a private
I'll have to
home.
Contact that homeowner. You know, and what I loved about this old house is it was about the house. What I hate about reality TV is they make it about the person and their feelings. And you've got to have these little interviews where they've got them isolated and they're talking about this. Show me the blocks. Show me the blocks.
You don't like
the show me the porcelain toilet.
You guys are so insane.
Okay, now look. Bree is in studio. We're going to go to a female perspective.
We brought Bree in, who's one of our broadcast engineers at KTAR. And you're a new homeowner. Congratulations on that. Well,
yeah,
I went and inspected that homeowner about a year and a half ago. Y'all been in that house a little over a year?
Yep, and we've done quite a bit to it. We've replaced the roof. We've replaced the windows.
Yeah,
we've planted six trees.
I know. Every Saturday I walk in here, you got one new thing. You're notching
trying.
Off.
We're
done,
trying.
Done, done. So where do you get your ideas for that kind of work?
A lot of it's on Pinterest. I think that if I watch those home TV networks, I'm going to get in over my head on my budget.
You're always at work. You never have time to watch those shows anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't even pay for a cable. Like, we have Netflix.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. So you haven't become a particular fan of any one of these particular fix-up shows?
No, every once in a while I might tune in to see something. If I like an idea, I think I can find a better version of your idea somewhere else.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks for weighing in on it. And
yeah,
congratulations on the new home. I'd love to see, I saw it before you got it. I'd love to see some updated pictures.
All right, I'll bring some in.
Very good.
Thanks.
So we're talking HGTV. Maybe you have a favorite one. There's plenty of them. Of course, Property Brothers and Fixer Upper and Love It or List It and Flip or Flop. I mean, how many different ones are there? There is one in Austin, Texas, where people around the country are actually taking their vacation.
It's Waco, Texas, and
it's
Fixer Upper. And I have to say, I'm a fan.
Okay, we'll talk about that, but we'll take Gail's call. But we've got to take this break real quick. Everybody's like flashing at me. Rosie, you're way late. Rosie, you're way late. Rosie, you're way late.